Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show, where we take the pulse of Esker Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, the question on my mind today, I've actually had a couple of conversations with some interesting folks, so I thought I'd chat about it with you fine folks at home. Is Nebraska athletics truly, as a whole, headed in the right direction? Of course, we want that to be the case. That's what we're rooting for. We all want to drink that Kool-Aid, but is it real? Is it legit? Is it actually heading in an upward trajectory as a whole? Now, I recently had a long-term disagreement with an individual, right? We hadn't spoken for a while. We had a sit-down meeting. The conversation went up and down, back and forth. At the end of it, I asked him, I said, do you feel better about things? And he said, yes. I said, well, I want to feel better about things, and I'm sure you want to feel better about things. Do you actually feel better about things after having spoken? He said, yes, I agreed. Here's my point. We want the Nebraska programs as a whole, the sports programs, to be headed in the right direction, but are they legitimately here? Is my very, very humble take at the end of this video. I'd love to hear your response and your take as well. So there's been a whole lot of new in the past couple of years. A new athletic director, a new football coach, a new basketball coach. The idea is that these are all upgrades. These are improvements. These are going to make these teams and our programs as a whole better. Now let's start at the top. Let's start with the man in charge. Let's start with the AD athletic director, Bill Moose. Now, this isn't a fluff piece. That's not how I do. It's not how I roll. It's not how I was raised. If you're watching my show, it's honesty from top to bottom. The only thing that's ever given me cause to pause when it comes to Bill Moose is how he left Washington State. All right, he didn't give them a heads up. He didn't give them notice. He took the job here. He was here and he just left there and they didn't hear so much as a word. All right, that's the only thing that's ever given me cause to pause. Now, that was a long time ago. People didn't like it when I pointed it out then, but I'm looking at the picture as a whole. Okay, outside of that, I love just about everything I've seen and heard and read and found out and experienced with Bill Moose. All right, he's a program builder. In the early to mid-90s, he built up Montana. Okay, I'm from the Northwest. I was born in Hastings, but then my dad's job took us upstate of Washington, so I'm from the Northwest in that whole area. Montana won multiple national championships while he was there. Then he goes to Oregon, helps build up Oregon. Then he goes to Washington State. I grew up Kennewick, Washington, 2 hours from Pullman, Washington. Washington State, before he got there, was a 2, maybe 3-win team a season. When he left, the past 2 years, they've been in the top 10 to top 15 in the entire country. All right, he's a program builder. He also listens to the people. He hired the 2 hottest coaches available for football and for basketball. He also is an old school offensive lineman, all right? Kind of fits the Nebraska mindset. He's a rancher. He's from the country, all right? I like everything that I've heard about Bill Moose, with the one thing that's giving me cause to pause. Now let's look at our head football coach. I don't think anybody would argue that he's not the man who should be in charge of our football program, Mr. Scott Frost. All right, I've said some of this before, so I'll breeze through this real quickly, all right? He was the hottest college football coach available, the number one overall draft pick, number one free agent, if you will, when Bill Moose hired him. On top of that, he's a Nebraska guy. He understands what makes Nebraska unique, how to win here, what makes it different, how to be successful here at the University of Nebraska. This was home for him. Out of 7 billion people walking the face of God's green earth, he was the right guy. Let's look at the head basketball coach, Fred Hoiberg. Now, you got to give Tim Miles credit. Okay, he handled how he left with class, but also while he was here, he got in Nebraska fans to care about Nebraska basketball again. It had been a while since people legitimately cared and got invested into the basketball team to the level that they are now at this point. Fred Hoiberg, not only has he had success at the college level as a player and as a coach, multiple times, multiple years, he's going to get us playing better. The question for me is, how far can he take the program? How far can we go? How deep can we get in the tournament? Can we win our first tournament game? How deep in the tournament can we go as these years progress? But here's one thing I know. Fred Hoiberg plays an exciting brand of basketball. People are going to go from caring about Nebraska basketball to being legitimately excited about Nebraska basketball. It's going to be fun to watch this team. Now, you look at some of our other programs that are already doing really well. You look at volleyball, gymnastics, wrestling, track, right? I'm curious to see what Darren Erstad can do with this baseball team. He just had his 250th win about a week ago here at the University of Nebraska as Nebraska's head baseball coach. In my humble opinion, ladies and gentlemen, I think Nebraska athletics are in very capable hands, from the AD position to the coaches that we currently have in place. All right, until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red, and always remember to throw the belt. Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.